Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
We live in a world that wants Christians to be silent, but we weren't called to be silent. We were called to stand. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And today, we echo those words. We unashamedly proclaim the gospel. We unashamedly say, Jesus is Lord. We unashamedly preach truth in a culture that demands compromise. Recently, when 657 AM went silent for 9 days due to vandalism and theft, we were reminded how vital it is to keep this lifeline of faith alive. That's why during our Visionthon, we're raising 2.2 million rand to secure our infrastructure, expand our reach, keep faith-based programming thriving. If Radio Pulpit has ever blessed your life, now's your moment to give back. Text GIVE to 37871 or WhatsApp 082-657-2729 for details. Together, we are unashamedly Christian.
Welcome back. Visionthon 2025. Thank you to Sis Tracy. Absolutely fantastic what she shared with us, my family. We really, really appreciate that. We need a community that is empowered, Bongi, with information.
Yeah. That's Radio Pulpit for you. Absolutely. That's Radio Pulpit. So many things people are like, you know, they've never heard them anywhere else. They start hearing about them here. And what I love is that Radio Pulpit is indeed a community radio station. It brings and teaches. It brings things to life or what? It makes us aware of certain things that are happening or that should happen in our communities as well. So we are really, truly grateful for Radio Pulpit, for this platform, that we would even be taught about what social development does.
Of course.
Kabang.
Nahan. You know, absolutely great. Yeah. Because really, Bongi, we are living in a fallen world. In a fallen world, you need to be empowered, knowing what to do. It could be life, it could be finances, it could be anything that probably affects you on a daily basis. So we're grateful.
Yeah, and in every broadcast that we have, every prayer and every testimony, we boldly declare family. And that much again, when I listen to your programs, when I listen to Vane and Rousseau or whoever's show, we unashamedly speak the truth.
Absolutely.
We unashamedly worship openly. And we unashamedly called followers of Christ.
And moreover, if you believe in what Radio Pulpit stands for presently, you too, saying to us, unashamedly Christian.
Yeah.
You can start giving now.
Yeah.
SMS the word give to 37871. You start with that, you know, small onion weight. Give to 37871. And on WhatsApp, of course, Bongi, it's 082-657-29.
That's
what the family could do. Because like you said, we are a family radio station, talking to our family members.
And what I love about the theme is that it's not just a theme, it's a calling. It's a mission. It's a movement.
Moreover, when you go to what Paul says in the book of Romans chapter 1, he says, I am not ashamed. To preach the gospel.
Yeah.
So this is the gospel that brings truth. And you are able to differentiate between good and evil. When the gospel has been preached, Bongi, utsamaya straight. The gospel.
Talking about being unashamedly Christian, we are joined by Pastor Josiah's Dos Mulele on the line. Muruti, how are you?
I'm fine, you, Sabongi. Thank you so much.
I'm not alone. I am with Abuti Thompson Mashakeni Fandach.
Oh, all right. Thompson.
Mwaneso, how are you?
I am fantastic and highly blessed. Thank you, man.
No, I'm so grateful to talk to you, my dear brother. Thank you so much for joining us indeed.
Now, you know, we have my Y2K, my 2K. So 2K is asking us, How do you say the surname Yamuruti? Is it Mulile? Don't you have that a lot? Don't you have that a lot? Don't you experience that a lot?
I get that a lot. Hey, but what I use is trying to I always introduce myself by saying Josias is Hebrew, Dos is Portuguese, Mulele is Setswana.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So we know you as a TV personality, a theater personality, an actor, director. And we have been watching you over the years, following your journey as well. But some of us didn't even know that you are pastor. Hey, tell us about that. Muruti.
Muruti. It's so interesting. I am playing a role. People might have seen it more Genesis currently. Mm-hmm. Mzansi Magic. And I'm playing the role of a bishop.
Mm.
So a lot of people who don't know that, you know, Muruti in real life.
Yeah.
I hear people saying, hey, Rolo, you must become a Muruti. You must become a Muruti. I said, I take that. Thank you so much. I'll consider that.
you never confirm, but I am.
I just hear them like that. You know, it's quite nice sometimes just to hear people saying things and, you don't have to tell them, may they see the light, you know. So for me, it's just confirmation.
Oh, that is like awesome. So how do you bring Christ in your space?
Very beautiful question, you know. I think, you know, I always say there's what I call identity before industry.
Hmm.
You know, you need to have a foundation. You know, your worth is derived by... not from the applause, from the awards, although those things are nice.
Mm.
First of all, the child of God. That's firstly your identity. And I think about what you have as a gift, you know, to be a call over life. Because I always I say that, you know, when your career or your art becomes your ministry, even secular spaces become sacred, you know. Wherever you go, then you become the light. In the dark spaces, you know, you become a light. Become a mercenary, you know, of God. You know, he knows why he sent us to spaces like this.
Mm.
So first of all, not a mistake that you put in the entertainment world. There is a reason, because there are God's children there that needs to see the light. So wherever you are, if as a mercenary, you know, you are there to do one thing and to win souls, you know, but you will win them in a language that is understandable, you know, in that world. And I'm not talking about coming there, I'm preaching or whatever.
Yeah.
I live my life and people ask questions, why don't you do this?
Yeah.
Why don't you do this? And then they start to see the fruit, you know. The role I'm playing now is easier because I'm playing the role of a bishop. It's almost like, oh yeah, we expect you to do this, you know, because you're playing this role, you know. But I've played other roles that were not like the bishop, and people will be shocked to see, okay, but what you're playing and what you are in real life are two different things.
Sure.
You know, you pray when you come here, we notice, and we notice what you eat, what you drink. We notice your conversations. You open up your mouth to help others, to inspire others. You're not to slander and so on. Not that I'm perfect, but, you know, these are the things that values that the Bible teaches us, that people somewhat have forgotten. And when they see them afresh from somebody who is supposedly no well known, they get shocked sometimes.
Sure. Wow.
Yeah.
I think, Muruti, what you are saying is very, very critical. The issue of the foundation, identity.
Identity.
I suppose each and everyone would know that entertainment industry, it's a very, very challenging space. Why foundation, Muruti Mulele, so critical? in terms of what you are doing currently?
Yes. I think you know, think of a house, you know, if the foundations, they are regular, you know, that house will not stand, you know. So pay attention to the foundation. Also pay attention to how you even start wherever you, because we are doing different projects, you know. When we started with Genesis, because it's a faith-based storyline, there were fellow Christians. So it was an easy one where we start with prayer, you know, and it's about music and the gospel music. So we sing gospel music. So at least the space is already set. But what happens when you go to a space where a lot of people have different faiths and so on? You need to take charge from onset. They got to know what you believe in. And that's the foundation.
Sure.
You know, and when you offer certain things, then you start saying up front. And already, yes, you may rattle a few feathers, but that's what faith does, doesn't it? You will rattle, but then you got to show them with love why this, you know? Why did you take this life and not an alternative life? And also through your acts, you know, your actions afterwards, people have got to see. You've got to be salty so people can be thirsty when they see you, you know.
Sure. Yeah, that is like a really amazing. I'm also thinking about this other advert he's in. He's a father with an attitude. pizza.
I remember that.
And your skill is so perfect in what you do. So as a Christian, when you show up out there, does it mean that you also have to show up like be perfect in your skill as well, because you are representing Christ and everybody's looking at Christ in you?
Absolutely. I think you're spot on. You know, one of the things that I detest is, and I've seen, because I've done a lot of productions or theater pieces or short films in churches. Sometimes Christians can just be, I call it the Akshame department.
You know
why I call it the Akshame department? We just clap hands and we go, you know, it's wonderful, even if it's terrible, you know. Just because, oh, it's done in church, you know. And I think that's where we miss the mark, even in business, where you find that Christians want to start a business, but, oh, I will forgive you because you're a Christian. No, it's about executing this thing right. So you need to have the skill. Mm-hmm. So I advise people to go and study the skill so that you become so good at it. And no one can question it. They can't say, oh, no. They are not bad, but, you know, because they're Christian, well, you know, they pass the test. No, it doesn't work like that in the real world. You know, they first of all see, and then when you are there, there's like, I promise you, when you have the skill, there's something that comes upon you as well, where the spirit of excellence jumps in, you know. But everything is laid properly, you know. And I mean, Abraham had to put the sticks, had to put everything, and then the sacrifice came afterwards. And then the fire from above came down, you know, when everything has been properly. So in us as Christians, we've got to have the skill, sharpen our skills, and then go out into the marketplace. Clearly people are seeing the skills first, right? And then they meet the person, and then you start to introduce them to who is really behind this. We can't win them if we our skills are also racketing.
So we have to be excellent out there. We as Radio Pulpit, we are like, because we are in a world right now where the world is growing in darkness. You know, they're growing bolder in darkness, but we choose to be even bolder in the light, and we are unashamedly Christian as Radio Pulpit, and we are unashamed of the gospel. You know, the Bible says, as Abuti Thompson earlier reminded us of the book of Romans 1:16, that we are not, and this is what Paul says. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Now, we are that kind of a station in the times like this. And we love to hear about journeys, Salona, where you are showing forth Christ unashamedly in the marketplace, you know, in your acting skills, in your directing skills and all, and you bring forth those characters and all. But what would you say to encourage our listeners to give to such stations that would bring out the truth as is, the station that will be unashamedly, or should I say, would speak the truth unashamedly?
So I believe that a station like Radio Pulpit has stood the test of time. You know, normally they say in any business 3 years and then everything will shut down if it's really not ordained. But radio has been going on, and because of unashamedly, you know, as Christians and standing for the truth will ultimately prevail. The book of Revelation teaches us that when there was gross darkness, there was light, you know, in that gross darkness. Actually, the darker it got, the lighter it becomes, because, you know, when there's still a bit of light, it's confusing. But when it's really, really dark, that's when the light will really spark. So I'm believing that as the world and especially our industry gets darker and darker, radio stations like Radio Pulpit are becoming the beacon, you know, where people are running towards. And through your storytelling, through your sharing, the testimonies, I'm encouraging a lot of people, you know, investors, if they're listening, you know.
Yeah.
These are platforms where God must be manifested. There is no other place anymore. I mean, we are seeing what the world is becoming. Very secular. We see where the world, but we are warned of this. We're not shocked when it happens, because the Bible has already told us it's going to happen. But people, remember, Elijah thought that everybody has bowed down, but God showed him there were 7,000 that have not bowed down to Baal.
Yeah.
I believe that Radio Pulpit is still one of those stations that has not bowed down to Baal, and therefore it should be guarded with everything that we have. As Christians, we need to study around such stations. And I'm really urging anybody listening, you know, put in your seat, you know, and really in spaces like this. And I believe that you're still the voice in the dark, in the dark ages. We are back in the dark ages, by the way.
Sure, but we thank God that we are able to show forth the light in such a space.
Indeed. And then, Ruti, you hear the Lord Jesus having the conversation. You just spoken about the truth. He says, if you really continue in my word, in the book of John, Ruti, you are really my disciples indeed. If you continue, you are really my disciples indeed, you shall know the truth.
Yeah.
And like you said, the truth, Maruti, always prevails. Would you say that you are unashamedly Christian in this dark world? You are shining, you know, the beacon of hope in what you are doing, because you are a child of God.
Amen. No, I think you're spot on, man of God. You know, why I was saying in the beginning that I don't tell people I am an ordained minister, you know, it always moves me.
Love it.
When they see the light, without me telling them what I believe in, who am I? And when somebody says, you know, I see this on you.
Yeah.
Remember when in the upper room, you know, one of the things I noticed was that they started to see, you know, lights or pillars of fire above each other. Now, remember, I cannot see a pillar of fire upon my head, right? I need a Brother Thompson to see the pillar of fire upon
Exactly.
And for me to see the pillar of fire upon Brother Thompson, you know. And I think that's the interchange. People must see the light. People must see you as that beacon, you know. And I'm unashamedly a Christian. I'm unashamedly a son of God. I'm blood drenched. You know, my name is on the Lamb's Book of Life. And I know that when I speak the oracles of God in a season such as this. You know, I've been called and sent for a time such as this. So that I'm not ashamed of. And I know when I speak, people are getting healed. You know, when I open my mouth like a sage, it is to empower and to encourage somebody. Mm-hmm. So that is a Christian you need to be carrying with you. And people must be able to see you. Until such time when Jesus was walking, people touched him and they got healed. That's where we need to be at this dark hour. We need to be that light where people can come and even mistake us to be our leader, our God, you know. Wow. They did that to Paul, and he started, and he says, "No, I'm not that angel. I'm like your fellow brethren. You know, this is where we need to be elevated toward. Where people now want to go, hey, and you remind them, no, I'm not that. Mm. So why? It's because of they were carrying something for their era, for their time.
Wow, Moruti, so
I'm unashamed. Hey, we will preach on.
But you are unashamedly Christian at the end of it all. Wow. Moruti, thank you so much for also encouraging our listeners to even give and really behind Radio Pulpit for such causes. I mean, to keep on raising the banner of Jesus Christ in a world that is getting darker, but Radio Pulpit carrying the torch, the light, and also, you know, showing the world or pointing the world to Jesus Christ. So thank you so much. May the Lord keep keeping you. I hope you will be coming to Radio Pulpit soon. You have to minister behind, I can tell you.
Okay.
To minister behind the mic.
All right. Moruti, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, man of God. Thank you.
Blessings to you.
God bless you, Moruti. Thank you.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.